Time now for a community conversation. We're talking with Ed Carlson, athletic director at Portage High School. They have their Veterans Day ceremony coming up tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Everybody is welcome. It'll be at the PHS gym. And first off, Ed, most people know, but for those who don't, what is Veterans Day all about?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Reed. And I just want to say that I appreciate all you guys do for the community as well. Veterans Day is a celebration. That's one of the things that we want to get across. It's a celebration that honors all that have served. It's not just someone that's been in a war. It's all people that have served in our armed forces, and it's a special day. I mean, they get one day, but really we should probably pay more attention to the service that they've devoted to our country on other days. But this is a special day, and it's a day to celebrate the service of all of our veterans.
Well, Portage High School does such a wonderful ceremony, and you and I were talking before we went on air. This is the 18th year, which I'm sure for you, and you were the one who started this. If you would, talk about the genesis of why you guys started this, and is it hard to believe this will be the 18th one already?
It's a shocker. I can't believe it. So I've been in Portage here for 25 years. So like I said, about 18 years ago, I was obviously as a social studies educator, the Veterans Affairs means a lot, and we do a lot of history and that with our classes and our curriculum. And I got to thinking, I said, you know, I can't believe we don't have a ceremony here. And one of the tech ed teachers at the time was Norm Benarek, who was a member of the American Legion. And I know a guy that did a lot with Veterans Affairs, and I went down and I talked with him, and I basically asked him, hey, have we ever done anything? Have we ever had a ceremony? He said, no, we never had. And I said, can we do it? And he loved the idea. So we kind of got rolling. The first one was kind of, I don't want to say thrown together, but we didn't have the excessive planning that we do now. And it was a smaller ceremony. And after that, it turned out really good. And we said, man, we can make this great. And as the years gone on, it's kind of evolved. And now we have a lot of student participation. The community now actually is, we recognize this as our official veterans ceremony for the city of Portage. We used to have another ceremony that went on at Blue Star Park, and kind of was a different one for the community. But the veterans really, really love this one, and they thought this is one that we should open up to the community, and it's grown to be a great celebration of our veterans.
Again, we're talking with Ed Carlson, AD at Portage High School. 18th annual Veterans Day ceremony happening tomorrow at PHS at 11 o'clock. So, Ed, this is something where everybody is welcome to come in the community, and especially the veterans. Last year, you said you had over 100 veterans in the gym to be honored. And one of the very poignant moments is when a PHS student who is going to have a connection to the armed forces actually salutes the veterans. If you would, explain what that will look like tomorrow.
Yeah, so when the veterans come into the gym, we greet them, and we have a table where they can sign in about the decade of their military service, and we want to make it special for the veterans that are in attendance. We bring them down to the floor, and we get to a part of the ceremony where we announce each veteran by name, and the years of service and the branch of service that they were involved in, and then we have a person give them a flower. And our students that have chosen to serve, it's kind of like, I don't want to say passing the torch from generations, but they salute those veterans. And I think it's kind of a cool thing to see how those that are going to start their years of service in the military are kind of paying tribute to those that have already served or are currently serving right now. And it's really neat. Every year we have about maybe, we average around 8 to 12 students in each graduating class that goes on into the military. We've actually added now like a military honor cord for graduation for those that are going to serve. And it's just, they really take great pride in this ceremony. Actually, we met with them earlier today, and they were just excited to be a part. I mean, they are proud. A lot of them have, you know, connections to their family heritage, and it's just a really neat thing to see that happen, and I know that the veterans in attendance appreciate that.
Now, you also have a special presentation, tribute to POWs, MIAs. So who's the gentleman doing that? And this is something for people. It's very poignant.
Absolutely. We've had him. His name is Jim Kelly. He's from Horicon. We've had him at the school a couple of times before, and it's just a very powerful message. If you haven't seen that as a tribute to POW, MIA, you have to see it because it really it makes you think, and you know we're waiting for them to return, and it's very emotional, and he does a great job of doing the presentation. It's hard to describe in words because it just it really hits you when you think of those that never came back, and we don't know where they're at or where they might have ended up. So it's a very emotional part of the ceremony.
Again, we're talking with Ed Carlson, Athletic Director, Portage High School, for their Veterans Day ceremony coming up tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So a salute this year to the Korean War veterans, and it's amazing because Chelsea and I got an opportunity some years back prior to the pandemic to go on one of the honor flights, and the veterans of these different wars, there's just a group, there's a camaraderie in a way that happens with those different groups. And for this year, it's going to be the Korean War veterans. And, you know, we're having fewer and fewer of these heroes that are around with each passing day. So no time like the present to honor these individuals.
Absolutely. Last year, we did a tribute to the World War II veterans, and we were able to get four here. This year, I know we have at least one, or a special call to get as many Korean War veterans here as we can. And, you know, we talked about the onset of the ceremony. It was those veterans, the World War II veterans and the Korean War veterans that were the ones that were instrumental in being here in the start. And it's just, it's a real reality that hits you hard when you realize that we're losing more and more of these fine American heroes every day. So we wanted to make sure we got in and honored, and we never had done a tribute to the Korean War veterans. So we wanted to do that this year, and it's often, it's referred to as the forgotten war, and we want them to know that they're not forgotten, and we definitely want to pay tribute to their service.
So when I was a student, one of the moments that is always just, you can hear a pin drop, is when the honor and the color guard of the VFW and the American Legion, they perform the military honors. So what will that look like tomorrow? And that is just one of those, it's an amazing moment. You have this whole gym full of people, and everybody's just focused on the exact same thing in that moment. It's quite a thing.
Right. And we did say, Veterans Day is a celebration, but this is one where anyone that's had family or friends that have been served in the military and been at a funeral where this took place can definitely hit home. It's a tremendous honor. It honors their service. It's solemn. It's like you said, you can hear a pin drop when you hear taps, and then that flag is folded and in a very, very official way. And then, if it was actually a military honors funeral, they would be giving that flag to, the deceased family. But here we want to pay tribute to someone that has given a lot of service to the veterans. It's a very special moment for them, and they each year they choose a person in the community to give them that flag. This year, very fitting, it's going to Pizza Ranch with they do such a great job of Cheryl Ferrari and Sheriff Steve of all the things they do for the veterans, free meals and things, and they just wanted to show that they appreciate that for the veterans. So it's going to go to them this year, and you're right about it. It's every year it's the part of the ceremony that probably hits home the most, and just to see that and go through that, and it's very, very touching.
Yeah, and for a lot of students, it's the first time they ever see something like that, and it's such an important educational opportunity for them. So, Ed, finally, community members that want to come to this, it starts at 11. When do you suggest people get to the gym? How early? What's the process for a community member that does want to go to the ceremony?
So we want to make this a welcoming place. So we have A lot of our tremendous PHS students are going to be, immediately when they come here, they'll be greeted in the parking lot. For those that might have mobility issues and some physical disabilities, we'll have some carts in the parking lot to make sure that they don't have to walk very far. We also have parking right up front of our school. We're 100% ADA compliant, and we have accessibility for wheelchairs. So we want to make all of those people known that we can have that. You know, ceremony starts at 11, so pretty much any time after 10:30, if they're welcome to come in, it's we'll take their seat and veterans can sign in. And any time after that, we definitely would welcome you in. And like I said, the nice thing about it is we have so many students involved in the ceremony. We want this to be a special experience for our veterans, and we also want it to be a special experience for our community members. We want them, we invite them into our school to be a part of this. And it's just amazing. Every year, a lot of people comment like how awesome it was that, you know, how welcome they felt by our students being out there and directing where they need to go.
Well, I know you you don't want it, but Ed, thanks for what you do. The kudos to you for putting this together originally, keeping it going. I know there's a ton of work you put into this behind the scenes, so I don't mean to embarrass you with it. I know you don't like it, but thanks for what you do with this. It really is something special.
Right, and we have a great committee that works with this. We have some teachers at the high school that are involved with this: Connie Wampler, Rochelle Murphy, and Sarah Pulliam. And then obviously the veterans, there's so many involved, but Ken Seeley and Dave Uhlberg and Dean Simonson, Norm Benarek, always there helping out and just making sure we have the protocols followed. And it's just a great relationship working with our veterans in this community. They, you know, and you've been there and seen it too, how they present our colors at football games. You know, you don't often see that when you go on the road. It's just a tremendous community pride thing that we have for our veterans, and we just appreciate what they do, and Portage High School is just honored to have them here.
Well, Ed, have a great ceremony tomorrow.
Thanks, Reed. I appreciate the coverage.
That's Ed Carlson, Athletic Director at Portage High School. Again, the 18th annual Portage High School Veterans Day ceremony is tomorrow morning at the Portage High School Gym, 301 East Collins Street at 11 o'clock.